distinguished co-chairs, delegates, and youth delegates. As a youth representative, me and my colleague are honored to be here today as part of the Belgium delegation. In the media or public opinion, we often hear that we should protect children and youngsters from the hard and tough world of politics. But wouldn't it be more honest to leave this choice to those young people themselves? There is no doubt about the fact that young people are interested in politics and social processes. After all, these are also the processes that shape their living environment. Young people have an opinion, but apparently their voice is still not heavy enough to reach the public debate. At this UN forum, we all are convinced about the significance of youth participation in public decision-making. But if we want to treat young people as equal partners, we need more than the goodwill from public institutions. As said before, we should focus on legal and institutional frameworks to enable youth to influence public policies and to hold policymakers accountable. We should encourage our governments to make the right to participate more sustainable. But we should also provide young people with the skills. First of all, by making citizenship education part of the curricula, by not only teaching them about political structures and policy processes, but also by creating an environment where they can learn to form a critical opinion and expressing it in a respectful way. And why not considering the right to vote at the age of 16, so we can recognize young people as fully fledged citizens? Maybe the panel can give us some thoughts about this. In public transport, we often hear the phrase, mind the gap. Let's consider the same phrase while discussing the effective participation of youth in public decision making. Thank you.